We certainly weren't boring against Colchester. We weren't boring against Burton. We weren't boring against Rochdale. We weren't boring against Sheffield United. As you go along, what we're boring against Scunthorpe, well, it doesn't really matter because we've got 3 points.
In terms of this weekend's game, you're going up against a club who have started the season in fantastic form. They've won every home game so far. How tough a task is this, Neil?
Well, it's difficult. They're top of the league, and they're top of the league for a reason. Is they're winning football matches, and they're certainly winning the home game. So it's going to be difficult for us. But we've just come off a team that were unbeaten at home and hadn't conceded at home. And we've come away with the 3 points. So let's see whether we get the game plan right. Let's see whether we can cope with their strengths. And let's see whether we can break down their weaknesses to try and pick up some points away from home again. Because out of the 3 games, 1 win, 1 draw, 1 loss. So we'd take that. But let's see how we cope with their strengths more so than anything. And then see if we can exploit their weaknesses, as I say. Whether it be on the counter-attack, whether it be from free kicks and corners, or whether it be from open play.
He'll be someone you'll have come up against as a player a number of times, won't he, just in Edinburgh?
Yes, playing for Spurs more so than anything, and he's done extremely well. He did really well at Newport, and he's obviously gone to Gillingham, and they're on fire at the moment, which is great for them, but it's a danger for us, and we've got to make sure that we're ready for it, and I'm certain we will be, and we're looking forward to the game.
How much a part of your message to the players, Neil, is you got a point opening day, something to build on. It didn't necessarily happen. Now you've got yourselves another platform. How important is it now that you build on this and don't go on another run of not winning?
Well, hopefully it's not another 500 days before we win in another way again. But there's building blocks put in place, roles and responsibilities, team shape, team ethics, getting to know each other, the dynamics in the team. And I think they're getting better as each game goes along. And for the confidence to, yes, the last 10, 15 minutes being pounded, but defended really, really strongly, and the goalkeeper's making a couple of saves, is vitally important to finish the game off. And we haven't done that in the past, but we've done it last week, and that should give everybody confidence. Now, not just defending, but we're passing has to be a little bit better. We have played better in other games when we've had the ball, so we must find that the balance between not defending too much, but at the same time still expressing ourselves when we get the ball. And there was a couple of times against Scunthorpe where we had chances to get to the back four and get to the goalkeeper, and we never made that final pass. That has to be a lot better, especially when you're playing the top of the league team.
I'm sure last weekend was great for the players. What was it like for the staff to come away with the points? All the hard work you guys put in on the training pitch, you haven't had the results so far until last weekend. How was it for you Saturday and Sunday?
Yes, okay. I said it was a relief, but you know, we've had the added pressure of the club not winning in the past, winning an away game in the past. We've only played three away games in the league. So to have that pressure on our shoulders is a little bit unfair on the players, but that's the way it is because we're at Blackpool. Now, to get rid of that as quick as we possibly can, and we've certainly done that now, we've got to try and move on, we've got to try and progress, we've got to try and improve, certainly with the ball, when we're away from home, because the defensive side has been pretty good. We've been breached a couple of times, yes, but on Saturday we weren't breached, we kept a clean sheet. Now we need to push on and be a little bit better when we've got the ball to try and force that second goal which kills the game off.
Do you feel it's been a bit harsh on you, that you've not had a clean slate, so to speak? You've inherited results and however many days it is since you last won an away game. Is that unfair to a new manager coming in?
Yes, probably, but it's reality, isn't it? That's what happens. That's why the job became available. Obviously, the team itself hadn't been doing well in the 2 years, and then they want a new manager. I've took that opportunity thinking that I can change it. There's a building blocks to put in. It takes time for the team to gel. Hopefully, the people that have been coming to watch the games can see a difference from what it was last season and the season before, and they're giving their all. The players are certainly giving their all, and they're trying their best. Sometimes we've fell short, but other times we've been competing against probably the top five teams that we've played already this season, so it's a good gauge where we're at. We're a little bit behind, but we're certainly working as hard as we possibly can to close that gap up.